Chapter 23. Seasons.
The lawyer followed the beagles until they were back at the murky and steaming River of Hate. But this time he noticed something he had never noticed before. There was nothing alive in the river. Everything in it was dead. Staring into its smoking water, intuition and hope began to whimper softly. The lawyer looked at where the beagle's eyes were fixed and saw a tragically shriveled, distorted fish floating just under the surface. He slipped his knife from the jeweled scabbard that was strapped tightly over his heart and reached out with it to recover the body. But when the knife tip touched the water's surface, the fish began to revive. Startled, the lawyer jerked back his hand. The fish grew still again. The lawyer looked at the beagles. Never taking their eyes off the fish, they whimpered anxiously once more. The prince plunged the knife back into the water. In a silent explosion of crystal purity, the river began to clear in concentric circles, traveling outward from the blade until enthusiastic, bright water was bouncing off the bank on the other side and racing left and right with the news. As the water regained its sweetness, the things in it regained their lives. Fish leapt in glorious joy. Dragonflies danced delightfully. Fat ducks paddled precariously, and beavers swam industriously. Otters floated lazily in the sun.
When we finally find our friend, I'm going to have to ask him about this knife,
whispered the prince, staring with eyes of wonder at the dancing blade. The dogs just wagged their tails.